Dictation for Glenn Bellinger, B-E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, August 5, 49. Address as a letter to Troy, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V-A-K-P-A-C, 4639360. Dear Mr. Novak, consultation Mr. Bellinger, he goes by Rick, with abnormal kidney function. He's been seen recently by endocrinologists for elevated calcium, probably a combination of primary and secondary hyperparathyroidism, seeing Dr. Panchal, P as in Paul, A-N-C-H-A-L, through telemedicine. No history of kidney stone nephrocalcinosis, no history of osteoporosis, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting dysphagia, minor symptoms of reflux, no abdominal discomfort, diarrhea, bleeding, minor nocturia, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood, history of prostate cancer with suppressed PSA, followed with oncology, chronic back pain, some symptoms of sciatic, but this is not new, minor edema, prior trauma of the left ankle, sprain, edema more on the left compared to the right, trying to do low sodium, fluid restriction, denies claudication symptom numbness, no chest pain palpitation, no syncope, no increase of dyspnea. Next paragraph, past medical history. For prostate cancer, TURP, coronary artery disease with prior 3 stents. This was as a complication of the TURP. Denies deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. Denies congestive heart failure, denies diabetes. A minor CVA, 2024, without sequela. Denies kidney stones, gout, denies liver problems, gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, denies pneumonia, liver disease, prior history of Graves' disease requiring radioactive iodine treatment for what he takes thyroid replacement. At the time of dizziness within the last 6 months, Holter monitor no arrhythmia, also has problems of psoriasis. Next paragraph, surgery is the TURP, coronary artery stents, benign polyps removed from the colon. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, prior smoker, at least a pack per day when he was a teenager for about 20 years, occasionally alcohol, usually like mixed drinks. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include chlorthalidone, Zetia, Sensipar, aspirin, vitamin D125, Coreg, vitamin D, thyroid, lisinopril. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 263, 72 inches tall. Blood pressure 162 over 70 on the right side, 162 over 60 on the left side, bilateral cataracts. Normal eye movements, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no palpable neck masses, no carotid bruit, JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no masses, no gross edema, no gross focal neurological deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. from October. Creatinine 1.47, representing a GFR49 with a normal electrolyte acid base, presently normal calcium glucose. I notice a change on the kidney function, 2022 around 1.2, 2023 1.3. There is phosphorus in the low side, PTH at 73. Prior albumin liver function test normal, PSA at 0.47. It has slowly increased over the last few years. Vitamin D 25 above 30. Normal A1C at 5.4. Normal thyroid. A 24-hour urine collection, urine calcium was in the low side at 46. Nuclear medicine scan for the parathyroid without localizing. Incidental plaques on the pleural area suggesting for asbestos. Bone density in December last year negative for osteoporosis, including left forearm. Most recent CT scan chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast is from April. The aorta, generous inside, 2.6 centimeters, infrarenal. The bilateral pleural plaques, no other abnormalities. An MRI of the brain. A small vessel disease. And there were areas of infarction, non-hemorrhagic, right-sided centrum semi-oval, right-sided paramedian, perirolandic, R-O-L-A-N-D-I-C, and also areas of lacunar on the right-sided. Next paragraph, April echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction, normal results. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, associated hypertension and hypercalcemia, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, recent imaging did not show kidney obstruction, stone, calcinosis, or urinary retention. Present calcium improved on treatment, tolerating lisinopril. Normal potassium acid base. Prior cell count, no anemia. Next number, hypercalcemia, question related to primary hyperparathyroidism, responding to Sensipar. There has been no symptoms of kidney stones, nephrocalcinosis, osteoporosis, Notice that the urine calcium is not elevated. Notice that he is exposed to chlorothalidone that can cause elevated calcium. This is not related to secondary hyperparathyroidism when you usually have high phosphorus and low calcium as part of the elevated PTH. Endocrinology put him on vitamin D125. I did not change it yet. Next number, hypertension. In the office, systolic remains high. To be checked at home. Next paragraph. Continue management of atherosclerosis, an imaging finding of stroke, already on aspirin, cholesterol management. We will follow over time. We will update urine sample for protein, blood, inflammation. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.